Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
Yeah, let's get you updated on all the big stories floating around this morning. The Fed Reserve lowered interest rates a little bit yesterday, so that'll help some people looking to maybe get a mortgage, get a car. I think credit card rates go down a little bit, too, because of that. So
that's good.
That's some good news. Bad news if you're looking to save in a, you know, savings account. The interest rate on that is going to go down a little bit, so you're not going to get as much interest when you're saving. But whatever. It's good if you're going to buy a new pickup truck, I guess. What else is going on? NVIDIA became the first company to reach a $5 trillion market value.
Oh.
My God, can you imagine working for a company worth $5 trillion?
What do they do, NVIDIA?
Oh, bless your heart.
Katie.
Bless your heart, Katie.
Okay, keep going. I'm sorry. Have they not talked
about this on Love is Blind?
No. Sorry. I don't know what it Maybe there are people out there who don't know.
They're one of the biggest chip manufacturers for...
Not like Lay's chips.
Okay, thank you again.
No.
This is my next question.
Jeremy?
Especially focusing on the AI, artificial intelligence.
Who are you
right
talking
now
to?
Okay.
She goes, oh my gosh, potatoes?
They're a chip maker for computers. I'll
computer
just leave
chips
it there with you.
I'm sure there's plenty of people.
I was like, have you ever
that
owned a cell phone or a computer or a
NVIDIA
TV?
NVIDIA is...
Maybe.
Is massive right now in the formation of the AI industry.
Okay, and, thank you for that update.
If you read about this company, it's fascinating to me because I don't know what the percentage is. I'm so sure somebody will correct me. But something like 70% of the employees, that might be a high number, working there are millionaires because they invested in the company. And now the company has absolutely exploded, and there's this fight over AI chips and everything right now. But anyway, their valuation is massive. So there's, like, everybody you work with is a millionaire at work.
Good for them.
Isn't that great?
That's sweet.
And I always think, like, why would you keep working? Like, if all these people are multimillionaires, I'd be like, later, Gator.
Because you get money and you want more, Jer.
You want more, and I guess
it's
the passion of seeing your company succeed and seeing the country succeed, too, because NVIDIA is, like, a big bullseye as far as America succeeding in the AI race right now. So anyway,
that's good to know.
Good to know. But you won't find that on Love is Blind,
no,
Katie.
But
you
I'm gonna
not
learn today. So
hey,
thank
speaking
you
of speaking of big money, Arnold Schwarzenegger, how about this dude crossed over and is a billionaire. Schwarzenegger is worth $1.2 billion now. They say he has earned, what is it off his Hollywood, about $500 million just from all of his stuff in Hollywood. Then he invested in various brands, real estate, yada, yada, yada. The list is long. Anyway, dude is good with his money. $1.2 billion.
And another one where it's like, good for him. Wow. He's been around for forever.
He's
those bodybuilding days.
Yeah.
Like, you know.
He's the governor of California.
Yeah.
The governor.
Yeah.
And dude's worth a lot of cash. Now, good for him. This one's for Josh. Lord of the Rings actor Elijah Wood unexpectedly appeared at a couple's wedding ceremony at the Hobbit movie set in New Zealand.
Yes, Hobbiton.
Hobbiton.
It makes me so happy.
That's a place.
It's a real place.
Yeah.
He just so happened to be there. One of my best friends went there, and it looks like the most magical, beautiful land ever.
It's beautiful.
And he sent me a bunch of pictures. But yeah, so this couple that was huge Lord of the Rings fans, they got married there. And Elijah Wood, Frodo, the main character of Lord of the Rings, just so happened to be there.
Yeah, so he
That's
showed up and took a bunch of pictures with him. And somebody said, it's like getting married in a church and Jesus walks in. That's quite a leap. That is quite a leap.
That's
and then somebody
good,
else
though
wrote, this is funny, he's just there to steal the ring.
I was going to say something with the ring,
funny,
right?
Boom.
Something with the ring.
That's ridiculous. But anyway, that went on. And I'll give you one more thing for everybody who loved TGIF. There's a new podcast coming out revisiting the classic sitcom Family Matters. This one.
The Winslows.
The Winslows.
Yes.
Coming out November 5th. It's called Welcome to the Family with Thelma and Kelly, which was Laura Winslow and Aunt Rachel from the show.
I'm going to love that.
So each week they're going to share memories from the show, discuss favorite episodes,
aww,
welcome guests, including
Urkel,
cast and crew.
Urkel?
I'm sure
Jaleel
White
come on,
will
bring
pop
Jaleel
in at some point.
He will be Stefan.
Although I read some of his book, and he actually had a falling out and did not get along with Laura Winslow at all. So
no.
I don't know if they have mended their ways. There's a juicy backstory.
What?
That Laura and Urkel actually hated each other.
I don't like that.
That makes me so sad.
I know, me too. I don't like knowing those things about my favorite
some juicy
movies
stuff.
And stuff.
You thought
like,
Love is Blind is juicy?
Oh, gosh.
Urkel and Laura Winslow did not get along.
Well, she had that side thing with Stefan. So,
oh, Stefan Urkel.
You know, like, I get it.
Anyway, I kind of like this. I know they do
me
one with
too.
Full House. So
well,
they're kind of, you know.
Boy Meets World, Pod Meets World
oh,
is
that
also
one too.
A thing. Like,
yeah,
is this
that
is
one's
a,
big.
I like this trend.
They're
yeah.
iconic shows. We yeah. want to see what they're doing now.
Yes.
I love this for Family Matters. All right, what's the sports stuff?
This was really funny. The American golfer Vince Welly earlier this week had a very nerve-wracking encounter with a large tooth onlooker. He was playing at the Sanderson Farms Championship on Sunday and was forced to play one of his poor shots kind of out of the water. The ball was really close to the water, so he actually rolled up his pants, took his shoes off, and had to, like, stand in the pond area. Now, while he was standing in the pond, an alligator started lurking towards him getting closer and closer and closer. And we're all watching this as he's about to take his golf shot, which everybody has to be very quiet for,
yes.
so no one was warning him. Well, he just escaped. He got the shot off and actually shot it onto the green. Saved par for all my golf fans out there. Saved par and... He tweeted out, hey, saved both my hands. Sorry, Chubbs, when he's talking about Happy Gilmore. He made it out fully safe, has all 10 fingers, 10 toes, everything like that. But the shot of the alligator lurking towards you as you're about to take your golf shot, that's pretty nerve-wracking.
Oh, my
spooky.
Gosh.
That is pretty freaking scary, right? I know. I was watching the video, and I was like, dude, it was like the dun-it.
Yes, that's exactly
dun-it.
It.
I was like, get out of there, man.
What are you going to bite you?
I know, but he made it safe and sound. He's all good, and I actually had a pretty good weekend for him. So.
Oh, good.
Would you look at that?
Good for Vince.
Yeah,
right? He chipped it.
Funny.
What you got, Katie?
What do you got, Katie?
Okay, urban exploring. Don't do it. Don't do it. Denver Police Department talking about a dangerous new trend. So it is breaking into abandoned buildings, all for the clicks on social media. The old Elvis Cinema in Littleton
yep.
is where our story takes place. This latest social media trend has groups of young adults or teens illegally entering vacant buildings for the thrill of exploring. But they break into like old abandoned mines and they explore that. Terrifying.
Yeah, you know that one, that massive theater right off of Hampton and I-25, that one that had been in...
is that the Elvis Cinema? Is
that no, that's down by me. That
that's
was
a
the
one.
Crap, what was the name of it?
It was a huge, not a Cinemark, but anyway, people were, it was abandoned for years and years because it just shut down right after COVID, and people were exploring that and putting it on TikTok.
Oh,
and they were like,
because
it's about
one?
To be destroyed. No. It's right off of I-25 in Hampton,
okay.
like right there. But anyway, I saw videos and videos on TikTok of people, and they're like, don't do that.
Yeah.
Like, police were like, you cannot do that.
Yeah.
And it's very illegal.
The Continental, that's
the Continental.
There it is.
Yeah, it was a huge one for a long time.
As officers said there, it is a felony to break and entering, because even the Elvis Cinema, like, they have, you know, video footage of them breaking in the front door. They didn't damage
anything.
It's
such a janky theater. Why were they going in
there?
Well,
that's the thing. They didn't, you know, damage anything or break things. They didn't steal anything. It
was looking for popcorn.
For exploring and for them to get footage and post it all over social media.
I've been
it's just
to that
crazy.
That theater so many times, and it used to be the dollar movies where you could go in and see a movie for a dollar.
Yeah.
And I have a very vivid memory of that movie theater from 1991 when the Ninja Turtles Secret of the Ooze came out. I think that was 91.
The New York City one, right? The Secret of the Ooze was when they were
I think that's what it was.
And the foot.
Yeah. Anyway.
The clan.
It was, it was probably right around winter break or something, and all my friends had seen it, and I hadn't seen it yet. And I was really down in the dumps and kind of crying around about it, and my dad took me to go see Ninja Turtles 2 Secret of the Ooze at that theater the day before we went back to school from, like, winter break.
Okay.
So I was able to go see it and then talk about it with all my friends when I got back to school.
Oh.
It's a good day.
It was, like, a rainy, snowy night. Isn't that funny? Like, one of those memories that just sticks with you.
That's a core
That's your
memory
happiest
for
memory.
And that was, like, a cool, like, dad memory, you know?
Yeah.
Like, dad hooked me up, went and, you know, sat through Ninja Turtles 2, you know, so his son could talk to his buddies when he got back to school.
Oh, your dad stepped
That's
up.
That's so ridiculous.
Paid $2 for it and called
so
it good.
Good.
I love
oh
that.
Oh, my God. I love that for Ninja Turtles.
That's a good dad.
Yeah, but again, this is not a good thing, this latest social media trend. So just a piece of advice to the youngins. Don't do it. Just
give me
don't
one more.
Do it. Okay, things getting cray-cray at another local establishment, Casa Bonita. Have you heard these stories? The performers are going to go on strike now after the two sides couldn't come to a contract agreement. So the cliff divers, roving actors, and other unionized performers are going to hit the picket line on Halloween because of it. And we've heard stories about this coming out. This is where Brooke Shields made a personalized video to Matt and Trey, the creators of South Park and now the owners of Casa Bonita, saying that they needed to listen to the performers. They needed to have contract negotiations. They needed to get this worked out. And they didn't do it. So it looks like this strike's going to happen Halloween tomorrow. They'll be hitting that picket line. So just the latest on that whole crazy situation.
What a mess that is, huh?
Well, you want everyone to be paid. That's the thing. I completely understand why they are, you know, standing up for what they believe in. And these people work really, really hard. And there's a reason that the unions make it so to where they need to have contract negotiations. They need to come to an agreement for things to move forward or they won't provide their service, you know? So I understand why this is happening. And I hope that these folks get the pay that they deserve. So hopefully the sides open up and listen to each other.
Preach it, girl.
Okay, thanks.